the Jamaican food in there.
Yeah.
The people who like, your lipstick look good.
Oh, thank you, Mac.
Everything, Mac. The lip liner, the lipstick.
Yes,
it's the blend for me. It's the blend for me. But yeah, that's some jerk food. Are we recording? Is my fat ass eating.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm over here looking at Rhythm and Spice videos. Like, I'm over here, like, one person eating,
one person looking up food.
Yeah. The rum cake sounds fire. Shout out to our bartender.
That do sound so good.
Our bartender.
Ms. Jen.
Book me.
Nah, for real. Y'all know something, like, when I was in New York, I mean, I go there pretty often, but... Listen,
what I think, like, if she gonna move to New York, she needs to tell us.
You should, because I love it. I want to go back so bad, but I do not have, you know, they made with, like, you gotta have a vaccine or something to get into stores and all that type of shit.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's all you, girl, if you, girl, see me.
Say that.
See me. I'm,
say that.
That's it, say that.
As soon as you said girl, say
that. You already know
what
this was
going.
Wait
till we cut the mic.
But, like, listen, they have, I mean, it's so many people, I guess, from up there. It's, like, truly a melting pot, y'all. Mm-hmm. I had some oxtails up there one time. Fire. Oxtails are, like, super good. I mean, because it's, like, a melting pot. Everybody up there is, like, not from.
They're foreign.
Yeah, everybody's foreign. And the food is just so good.
It is,
like,
good.
Mm-hmm. At first, I was, like, playing and, like, nah, hell nah. I guess I was trying American food. You know, when you go to other restaurants, the shit be like not seasoning.
You start taking actual culture soup.
Yes, yeah, yes, ma'am. And I've been delivered. Yeah. And I'm so sorry, New York, that I was talking shit about y'all.
I like New York. New York is a good time.
Yeah, I like it too. I love it there.
Oh, okay.
I want to be a special. I'm
gonna move there.
No, I would never move to New York just because it's like super overpriced.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's overpriced. I'll move to Jersey. Then, like, travel to New York. I mean, the Jersey is, like, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes from Brooklyn.
I used to want to live.
Oh, hell no. We ain't catching no train.
I mean, that's what most people who, like, locals do. I used to want to live in, like, in our East Coast because, like, just that area is, like, kind of cool to me. Like, New Jersey, New York. I want to go to Baltimore.
Yes. I got my people up there. Shout out to my people
Philly,
from Maryland.
Philly cool. Like,
I like Philly too. Yeah. I like Baltimore. Yeah. Silver Spring. Shout out to them.
Yeah. So I can see myself living up there. And you know, bougie up there is a little different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Listen,
totally
everybody's wearing designer. I mean, like, I'm like, oh, everybody got it for real.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got it for real. Now, whether it's legal or illegal, we ain't getting into it. Like, we're not here to judge, but you feel me? Everybody was dripped out. I love it. Black excellence.
Yeah,
see,
like,
but one thing I noticed is, like, especially if you're not from there, it does look like, yeah, they got it. But a lot of people in New York, like...
They be living in the projects.
But to them, the projects, they don't equate project living with being poor. Because it'll be, like, 8 of them in a one-bedroom project. And everybody in there dripped. But it's 8 of y'all in a one-bedroom project. For real. Like,
so
and
the qualifications...
You know, like, it sounds crazy. Like, she exaggerating 8 people. No.
What you gotta think about how
because
the living
room
built.
Is like, yeah, and everything is so
everybody,
yeah,
everybody,
yeah.
Everybody,
but the damn near, I will be all the way real. The apartments look like the apartments up there look like the projects. So it's kind of like
everything's so small.
If you gotta pick and choose whether you wanna do government assistance, you know what I'm saying? You save you some money, or do you wanna pay $1,800 for, you know, a shitty ass apartment
that's
like got bugs on the low? Like, nah, hell nah. Yeah, so you got to pick and choose.
You
say
got bugs on the
wall?
Yeah. It's not
a baby. I don't know nobody like that. I'm just saying.
When you live
in, there's so many people living in one building that most, and then all of the thing about New York, it was one of the first cities. So all the buildings and stuff up there are so old. So majority of it does have bugs. Everything
bugs,
up there is
rodents.
Like gas stoves and shit like that. And even like, I know some people who lived in the projects and they stayed on the 18th floor of the projects. When the elevator was broke down for 3 weeks,
damn.
They had to go up them 18 flights of stairs. And to them, it's just like, yeah, we got to get to the house. I'm like, baby, I would have been sleeping in the car until they fixed the elevator.
For real.
I'm not doing it.
I think I would have called somebody to fix the elevator. What?
At that point.
18 flights?
18 flights. He was like, we had to walk up there every day. I was like,
every day.
To? I wouldn't have left.
I would have came home.
Once I got home,
I would have picked and choose when
no
I'm
school,
going
no
out.
Work. I'm on the phone. Work. The elevator's broke. Yeah, I can't make it in today.
Like, that's when you got to meet somebody for food.
Man, like.
18 flights.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. Like, they, yeah, it's a different way of life. It's so, they all on top of each other. When I lived there, there were so many times I had to tell people, like, I'm from the South. I'm used to personal space. And so that's why I do get, like, their mandates and stuff because everybody can't 6 feet social distance in New York. That's impossible. Yeah, that's they can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing I don't miss about it. I do miss space. I was like, y'all, some of them kids grow up in there, they never put their feet in bare dirt. Never put their feet in grass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's completely
And the kids be grown by 5. They know how to get on trains and everywhere.
Yeah, they know how to get everywhere by themselves.
I'm just not getting on a train. I'm sorry. That shit nasty. Hell no.
But like, when you live up there, you used to it.
Nah, fuck that.
I was the same way at first, but then I had to go to school. So, like, you know, it's and I got so many tickets driving up there. So, the train is going to get you there quick.
System I heard up there is crazy.
We're going to cut this out. I owe the state of New York a lot of money right now just from tickets, from them tolls and shit. No, they not getting it. Okay, I'm back in the South now. Catch me if you can. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
So, like, since we talking about New York, what's y'all favorite city to travel to?
I'm gonna be all the way real. Houston is actually my favorite city.
Yeah, I love Houston.
Houston's a vibe. It's just I got a little, you know, in New York.
I definitely want to go to Houston. I know a lot of people who've been partying in Houston. They pass around a list. They like, you going to Houston? They send a list like, this is stuff you got.
Houston is plenty of shit to do. Address, Seaside Lounge, everywhere. Prospect Park. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like literally you start in Houston. You literally start brunch, breakfast at 8 o'clock. You're not getting back in the hotel. It's about 4-5. And in the morning, like the next day.
I was like, okay, a business day, eight hours, that's cool.
No, I literally, when we went to Camp Houston, me and Yana was like, damn, we did a whole shift. We did the DJ shift. The DJ was his whole shift. We was in that bitch.
Yeah.
From the start to he was leaving.
You never did?
You would love it.
Listen, I love Houston. Yeah, Houston I love Houston. Stay in like Westheimer area because that's central. That's central Houston. It's right there.
I stayed in the Galleria, and it was decent. Mm-hmm. I was going to say everything, but yeah, Houston is definitely.
I'll move to Houston before I move to New York.
Yeah. I'll move to Houston.
They house in Texas. I mean, it's a land price for me.
The houses are five, but it's like you in a flood area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's cheaper, in the law in area.
Houston, I ain't got time for the governor.
Come on. He said no abortion, baby.
If I look, y'all, I put on Twitter one time. A couple weeks ago, I don't care if I'm one day late for my period. I'm already looking at abortion clinics. I'm not going through that shit again.
Ain't nobody finna keep on doing that.
Because you have twins, bro. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Don't DM her. She fertile.
No, for real.
Miss Multiples.
I can't stand you. You stupid.
No, I want some twins. Come on, husband. Find me so I can have us some twins.
We supposed to be, me and Jack said we're going to do a pregnancy pack.
When we find our husband.
I don't know how that's
going to
take.
Wait a minute, what?
Hell no. We're going to have our husband. Me, like, look, I done had my husbands and my kids.
Right.
You can't be out.
Yeah, not for real. No,
I said last year that I was not going to have any more children, but I'm considering it now.
I know. I want a little girl for some reason.
I want a little girl.
Me too.
I want a little girl.
Y'all have a girl for me.
I want a little me.
I want a little girl. Boys cool,
see,
but
lucky for me, when I get that girl fever, my little sister has two daughters, both under two. So whenever I have that baby fever, I go get her daughter, keep her for a day, and then she spill enough shit in my bed, and I just be like, okay, I can give you back. And the other day I called, I was like, well, I feel better now. Thank you for that. Now I can focus on my work. Like,
see, I be having baby fever sometimes, but you got a boy, everybody I know got a boy. Yeah. I want a legit girl, a girl.
I know. There's so many things that I can do with my daughter.
The matching bags. Yes. Oh. Dear future husband, we will be having feet matching bags.
For her daddy.
Yes.
She got to have a Dior on too. What do you mean? It's a package deal, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But me and Jack said when we meet, you know, hopefully our husband find us, or we find him, we going to do a pregnancy pack.
Yes.
So, you know. It's going to be good.
But look, we on a time frame. We're on a time frame because after my child hits 10, it's over with.
Yeah.
It's over with.
10 is a good age. 10 is
over with.
I said like 2 years.
Really? Yeah.
I know. Who would have thought?
And the only reason
this is not the liquor talking.
My
Oh, you could say that too. By the time the twins are like 7 or 8, I can see myself. But like 10, okay, so me and my sister are legit 11 years older than each other. And I feel like that's not too bad. Because the twins have each other. So if I have another child, I mean, they probably.
They ain't gonna be studying her no way.
Yeah, like it wouldn't matter.
Sure not.
So that's the only reason why I said 7 years. Because in 7 years, the twins will be like damn near 11.
See, and I would prefer to have them a little earlier. But, like, when I do get a husband, I want to be married in, like, a year or two.
Yeah, me too.
I want to enjoy my husband without that type of responsibility. I want us to get to know each other so I can really peep, like, how do you really look when you stressed out?
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Before I bring a baby in this world.
Because babies, they put pressure on every part of the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's the reason why I said in 7 years. I need my husband to come in at least 3 to 4.
So hurry up.
Hurry up and find her, please.
This year I'll be single, but next year I need in 2023.
This year almost over.
No, I'm talking about for a whole year. I need to be single for a whole year. So in 2023, I need you to
y'all
come
wanna
see me.
Y'all want
to
know something? I've never been single.
So you're not single right now?
Let us know something.
Like, I've always had somebody there. Like, I've always, like...
Talk to somebody.
Yeah. Like, I have never, like, took out the true, like, time to figure out who I am as a person.
That's real. That's something that you... That's what I'm trying to spend time doing with myself. Like, I just put on Instagram, like, I am... Have no choice but to be lonely right now. So, this is the first time I've ever been lonely. I'm single now. The person I was with, we was down there together for 3 years. We lived with each other for 2 years. So if you put all that together, this is the first time I'm living alone for so long. I'm not really talking. Like, it's weird. You could talk to a nigga for like 2 weeks and that shit be like everything. But I would cut a nigga off so fast because I just don't like mess.
Yeah.
And I feel like niggas don't put no effort in a lot of stuff anyway. Ooh. So I'd be ready to just
I'll be all the way real with y'all. That's why I like the New York nigga.
Okay.
Because he put in effort. Y'all,
give me the attention to the detail.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Like, you pay attention.
Nigga, you know I like wings. Can you order them in the club? I love it here.
Hey, see, that's the thing. Like, niggas, I had said something about niggas not being considerate and, like, also about, like, I always say you need a man with a plan. Like, just niggas just don't think of nothing. Like, and that's
I like that. Yeah. You need a man with a plan.
Like,
plans for both of y'all.
Yeah.
Not just
a plan, baby.
I know that's right. Look, yeah. We're going to have an episode about Knees Prayer because she's sitting here while we talk about our single. She, like, came from late.
The ring is right there just sitting. Like,
she's sitting like, ooh, I don't miss those single days. These bitches in here stressed out. Damn. Came from late. Like,
yeah. For real.
We love it for you, Knees.
No, for real.
She sure was sitting there looking like, damn.
I mean, the legs probably
out there. Close the door, James.
She had it about some wings.
Yes.
Yes.
You feel me? Niggas ain't ordering wings when
niggas
you drunk.
Niggas don't get in there. Yeah. Man, they just sit like, y'all. Come on. We finna go.
Yeah. You feel me? Yeah.
You like, nigga, I'm on the verge of my last breath. I know you hear my stomach growling over this music. You don't hear that. That's not the bass, nigga.
Nah, that matters. Yes, it matters.
You are on today. She said it's not the bass, nigga.
That's not the bass.
That, and I'm, you know, so in a year, like, I'm okay with being single for a year. I need to be single, but, like, you know, the next person needs to put some effort in. Because look at me.
I'm trying to be a stay-at-home mom, look, Nia's here to remind us all that it is possible.
It is possible. Definitely. Come on. Definitely possible.
I mean, but committing to one person, like...
That's the only problem.
See, but really, it comes to finding your unique partner, because if you have a partner that knows you, yeah, they gonna understand, like... Every 2 months, she might go on a date with a nigga. But I know she loves me.
But what you know? What man is accepting that, though?
Not too many.
Some of them.
A white man?
That's not true. That's not true. It's just going to be a different type of man. It's going to be because
Let me not say that. I am not racist, by the way.
No, but white men are more possessive than black men anyway. That's what I...
Well, I've never dated a white man, for real. Like,
you watch the news, don't you?
Yeah, you're right.
Don't want that. So they gonna let you go on that date, but you might not make it home.
Your time, slut.
You think you'll
be...
Okay, quit.
Oh, Lord.
No, too much for me.
Welcome back. I'm so happy to be back with y'all.
I know. They probably going to listen. Like, they've been laughing for 30 minutes right. straight. Like,
nah, for real.
I miss them, y'all.
We ain't, you know what I'm saying. It's just... When we get together and we drinking, because Jasmine made the drink, y'all know we love
what is
little sips. I got tequila sunrise.
A little libration.
I got mango margarita.
Yes.
Five.
And you fucking that
And I'm telling you.
Nia's a mama though. Like, did you bring the cotton candy?
She surely
did.
We
got it from the pumpkin patch yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was really fun.
Which one did y'all go to? Because I want to go to a
Farms.
Different one.
Is it Walden?
Yeah, I'm going to take them to a
I'm taking Carter Thursday. Yeah, I saw that shit too.
But see, have you ever been to the safari in Alamo, Tennessee?
Oh, where they that's why I laugh.
That's why I laugh, because when one of them, like, if you got a hold, I be trying to tell them, hold the bucket out the window, because if not, their head coming in the car. See? And if the food fall on your hand, they're going to get it off your hand. And you reminded me of me when I was telling my son, he was like, can I take it out? Don't you do that, because if they put their mouth on your hand, I'm going to flip the car. Do not do that. Let them put their mouth in the bucket.
I was freaking out, because that was nasty.
Yeah, I got it. I definitely, the twins go into a Halloween party at a Bowling Island, but I definitely need to take them to the pumpkin patch.
We need to plan something.
With our kids.
What are y'all doing Thursday?
I ain't gonna have the twins Thursday.
Damn.
We can plan something another day.
I'm gonna have a bonfire.
I've been trying to get you to do something.
I have a fire pit.
We can do it.
Nee need to do something. She got the crib where all the kids can be at.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to do a bonfire.
That'd be fun, though.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be really fun.
James got any friends?
Look, you see when that girl was bragging on her man and she put in the caption, no friends, no brothers, no uncles. Like, he ain't got none of that. He the only one.
He is.
Yes. And then you got to explain, like, he has several brothers, but none of them are like him. It'd be like
you
that.
Don't
He's
him.
Always, yeah.
You don't want
yeah. She's well, like, I got the unicorn of the bunch. Like,
I know, damn. It be like that.
It do.
It be like that.
Damn. We're going to have to find them from scratch, damn. Girl.
Well, you know, I'm the hostess with the mostest, Robin.
I'm Mr. Chaz.
I'm Mama Mia. Fly Mama Mia.
Me.
You need a new intro? And you are listening to
Mommy's R.S. Podcast. And we are back for season 3, bitches! No.
What?
I wish I could see y'all right now.
I know. Like, what?
Wait a minute.
We need to start videotaping this, because this is
where
live.
Is going?
No, we need a live show.
We do.
We do.
We need
that'll
a
be funny.
Show.
That'll be so funny.
People will actually see how we be looking.
It's the facial expressions for me when we say certain stuff.
No, for real. We need a live show.
But what's going on with y'all? Like, y'all got anything exciting going on?
Come on now. Baby, Fly Mama Mia is booking another flight to New York right now. No. But, yes, Working Women of Nashville, we having our official apparel launch on Black Friday. So follow us.
Yes!
We did a soft launch, and it went really good. I actually sold out twice during the soft launch.
Yeah.
So now we're going to do, like, the real official launch. We got new pieces. New website updates and all that type of stuff. So I'm about to start tending to my email list so I can keep people up to date with
yes,
updates and stuff.
Yes. Can you give us the names, the follows?
On Instagram, follow us, workingwomen.nashville. The website is workingwomenapparel.com. Boop, boop. Woo, woo. Speaking of business, Nee been out here giving in. Now I'm in company. That's another reason I want to have a baby. Keep my baby fly.
Me too. Me too. Nee, the pop-up shop was gorgeous. Like, it looked so good.
It was so nice.
I enjoyed the pop-up shop, actually. I haven't been to one in so long. And it was really funny because it was some women that I met there that I had never met in person that we talked on social media for
really?
So long.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, so it was so funny to, like, put a face to some people's names. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, wow, I know you.
That's
I follow
really
you on
good.
Social media. So, yeah, it was cool. It was
the
definitely
pop-up
cool.
shop was lit. Like,
they got me lit, too.
Yes.
I went home lit.
We love a good, we love a lituation.
Yes, a liberation. Yes.
I almost didn't do it. I was nervous. I was like, what is...
Everything was nice. Like,
yes.
I loved it.
I definitely want to do the next one because it was really fun. Yeah. It was really fun.
And it was... She did her thing, right?
Yes, she did her thing. Pop-up shop. Or, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was fun. So, the next one, I think it's going to be in March.
Okay.
Everybody on the show, y'all go. She did her thing on Instagram, so y'all can follow her. Or India Marie, which is, like, the host of all of it. Y'all can follow her for updates. And she's just really good to follow, too. Like, I like her.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
We love to see it.
What Mama Mia over here, she's the chef of the group.
Listen, I'm waiting on my food.
Every time she posts, I'm like, damn, that look good as fuck. She could give me a plate.
But don't nobody be in the DMs.
Okay.
You know where I live for sure.
But you know we be hungry, Mia. Like...
But you know what though? It really be random. It really be like, you know what? I feel like cooking today. Let me go to the store right quick.
So let's get this out. I think I speak for everyone else here, Mia, that whenever you feel those urges, know that we hungry and we
I got Sunday dinner tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What we need to bring?
What do y'all want
to
eat? Like,
I told you, surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, surprise. We trust
you. My man is off on Sundays. I can't.
Okay, I understand. Exit.
What do you feel like cooking is the question.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever you feel like, whatever inspires you when you wake up tomorrow, we gonna want it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Candy yams for sure.
About a relationship, put his ass to sleep in the middle of the day. You thought you was going somewhere.
You thought you was going
somewhere. You was going where?
Like what day part?
Now you're sitting here. You're here.
You're laying down now.
And I know you're here and you're safe. That's how it be.
Man, what?
Crazy. But no, I just been cooking. I just been rebranding, trying to get my shit together, man. Yes. Like, trying to... I'm on this journey of like self-love, self-care, just the not settling with nothing. I'm not settling with anything, no job, no relationship, no friendship.
Period.
If you're causing stress, you got to go.
Peace out.
That's just what it is right now. Nah, for real.
Y'all remember KK cut the
beat? Cut it. Oh, yeah. Snap, snap, ho.
We was in the club with the scissor fingers.
Why was I doing that? That shit was like...
Everybody was in the club like...
Snap, snap. And that was only a Nashville thing, though.
Literally, just doing this everywhere you at. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I love it, though. I told Mia today, I'm like, you got to do a food blog. Because every time you post a food,
yeah,
it looks so good. It's like, just give me the recipe. I actually am...
A food blog is a good idea.
Oh, and a recipe book. When you get tired of just cooking for people, just make a recipe book.
Yeah.
She's not gonna do that.
I'm glad you know, Nate. I'm glad you know. I'm over here looking like, all right, girl.
And she like, because they come with measurements, and I listen to my ancestors.
I'm going to measure. You feel me? It's the arm. I was trying to explain to somebody, like, if the arm don't jiggle, I don't want the food. Like, so, you know, I don't measure anything. I just be like, eyeballing it. You know, oh, that's enough. All right. Then taste it a little bit. Then they're like, oh, okay, good.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Black people don't measure. We don't measure.
No, we don't. Like, we don't. Like, that's when I bought Jai Nice, her cookbook. Her book. I bought like a lot of her appliances and stuff too. I bought her cookbook.
But how do you like her appliances?
I can tell that I love it. The only thing I really got is the air fryer. And I think I got my little grill from somebody else. I do want to order one of her counter grills, but I can tell that by her measurement, she's guessing because she really don't measure. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, that ain't this. Because I tasted this is not the right measurement. So I'm like, I think when it comes to anything, you got to still just.
Yeah.
You got to listen to the
ancestors. I ain't going to lie. Pinterest do give you the exact measures, but it be.
Because who's on Pinterest predominantly?
All right.
Okay.
But I like Pinterest.
They have one for us too.
It's called Melanintrist or something. Melanintrist.
Really? Not like that.
It's not as much, it's not as broad.
Right, that's the word.
So what do they have on there?
I mean,
they have, like, similar categories, but it's just not a variety of each category. You know what I mean? So, like, if you search some
Pinterest have a subcategory.
Yeah.
I be on Pinterest a lot. If you, like, doing a rebrand or anything, I think Pinterest is the way to go.
Yeah. I told everything. And Pinterest is good for everything on the low.
For cleaning.
Decorating. Oh, my gosh. Like, I go crazy with the, like, home decor.
Yeah, you could just look on Pinterest and see some home decor. I love Pinterest. I've actually been on Pinterest a lot.
It's like the TJ Maxx of apps.
Yeah. I'm right now, I'm kind of, like, on the same thing like you, Mia. Like, I'm kind of on, like, a self-love, self-healing. I really don't call it self-healing. I call it, like, transitioning. I'm at, like, a very high, good transitioning. Career-wise, I got some stuff going on with that. I am trying to, like, rebrand myself. I got Mommies R Us with y'all. Like, it's so many things that's just, like, exciting that I'm just like, oh, my God. It's so much to wake up and be, like, look forward to.
Yeah.
That's just my baby mother. I'm, like, rebranding something real cool. I can't wait to, like, show you guys, like, what I'm doing. Like, it's going to be so exciting. But, yeah, I'm, like...
Focus. I feel like this year taught me so much, like, how much I was not consistent and how I was not focused.
Yes.
That it's like, hold on, I had to, like, talk to myself the other day. Bitch, get on your shit.
Me,
like,
that's me every day.
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah, like,
that's me.
What are you doing? Like, because I'm not, everybody's like, oh, you're doing good, you're doing this. And that's, I'm like, yeah. Oh, girl, I'm supposed to be so much further in
me
life
too.
Right now.
I'm just not consistent. Like you just said, I'm not consistent in anything that I do. I fall short sometimes. But also, I've been trying to give myself grace, but also learn from it. Like, that's the biggest thing is learning from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why being alone has been very good. Solitude has been very good because now I can be like, I'm not dependent on nobody. It's only me.
Right.
So it's like one of the things, like, I have to get it. Like, I had listened to a song that said, jump out your feelings and jump in your bag. Like, that's exactly where I'm at right now.
Come on,
like,
yep, absolutely. Because ain't no money in being in your feelings. Like, it's none. But I think, like, the most important thing, like, knowing that is, like, I forgot what I was about to say because Jazz got me drunk over here.
No,
the bottom of this cup got so much goddamn tequila in it. I just
not it sunk to the bottom.
No. Yeah, it did. Never mind.
That's why I put mine down. I've been sipping a little bit.
I ain't been sipping. And I gotta pick up these keys. I mean,
hey, I gotta pick up mine too. Look, he gonna learn today. Look,
put your seatbelt on, baby.
He gonna learn today.
For right, shoot.
We do not drink and drive.
No, oh my God. So we gonna sit here, Champagne Robin. Gonna let us sit here and sit it
sober.
Off before we,
sober.
Let me before we gonna get them kids.
Y'all can call me Champagne. That's my nickname.
That's your name on my phone. That's your name.
That's my
and
name.
And then, like, you know, I like when they be like, Rob. I'm like, oh, that sounds so grown. I'm like, Champagne.
Y'all don't understand. I got professors at TSU calling
you Champagne. That's your name.
That's my name. So
I never even knew your name was Robin until we got, like, grown girl, like, graduated and was on Facebook. And I was like, oh, that's who that is.
Wow. No.
She has a real first name. What do you know?
Nah, for real. I'm loving everybody, like, energy. I feel like we all are, like, I think that's that thing with us turning, like, all of us is 28, right?
Oh. Yeah. I'm the baby.
How do you know?
How old am I? 26? You a grown woman, like 28 though.
Right.
James, you a grown woman. No, James old. I mean, he's not old. He's 29. But
James y'all, is not
y'all,
old.
Y'all old.
Damn.
And all my friends 30-something. 30-something.
All my friends are older too. Like...
You know
all
what?
My friends are older,
they want us
older.
To think. They want women to think that, like, when you get to 30, it's over. But everybody I know make 30 look so good.
Man,
like,
what?
30s is lit. That's why I need that nigga to come knock me up right now.
Because
I hit 30, baby. That 35.
It's we outside.
We outside. I be thinking
caught
about
up.
That.
Watch a sibling. Like that's my energy.
That's
caught
what,
up. Go watch a sibling. Goddamn it. Like,
that's what I'm on. Yeah.
Yeah.
30s look so legit.
Yep, and they everybody I know that's 30 and up, they all describe it as it's as lit as your 20s with more money and more stability.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
All we love to see that. We love to see that.
I mean, but if you when you on social media, you see that though. Like on Twitter, like Facebook, I'll be looking at people like, damn, 30s is really fucking lit. Like
30s
and they getting fine. They look better than the 18-year-olds
coming
out. Like,
they definitely do.
So if this is what I gotta look forward to when I turn 30.
Count me in, God. I got this. Literally, February is my last. I turned 29. It's my last year in my 20s. I'm going to, first off, that's why I want to be single. My 29, because I might be doing some.
Damn.
Okay, what you trying to do?
I don't know. She's going
lying.
Out of them 20s with a bang.
I'm lying. I ain't doing shit.
No, I felt that. I was like,
when I turned 29, I might, like,
like try to do like, you know, have four boyfriends.
I don't know. I'm just busy, y'all. I don't really know. Who knows?
Y'all, Jazz over here looking like, yeah.
That's my dream life, having three. And they all like work together. Know about each other. Build the community. That
okay,
I
so
have
let me let me ask you something. Would you ever be a sister wife?
I could probably be a sister wife, yeah. As long as we're not expected. Sister wives don't sleep with each other.
Yeah,
so
yeah, no.
We use it, yeah. So I could probably
but
be a sister
wife.
But
what if he says, like, hey, let's have a threesome with my other girlfriend?
We'll have to discuss that.
I can be a sister wife, too, but I'm not sleeping with no other girl.
Yeah, because I do want, I ideally, y'all, like, this is my ideal.
I know
like,
I
can have,
girl,
like,
I sleep with another girl.
Yeah. Two or three husbands. I would. Ideally, I would. And then, like, you know, I say ideally. I don't think it'll ever happen. But in my perfect world, I would have, like, two or three husbands. And I may let them have a girlfriend from time to time.
Okay,
girl,
man.
Y'all crazy, too.
I don't, but you know what? I'd rather be with a partner like that because what I do know, and this is just working in the hospitality industry, married men are single men on the low.
Yeah, oh,
single.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't ask me.
Married men.
Not James Percy.
You better say that. Not my. Not
clear my. Clear up in this mother.
Not my. I hear that though.
Most married men are single as a dollar bill. And that scares me. That scares me. So I would rather be with somebody like, okay, like, baby, I may fuck off a time to time.
I'd rather you just,
just be transparent with me about too. That. Like, because nowadays, I mean, the wives come in, you know, it puts me in a fucked up situation because I have to be like, oh, hey, Mrs., let me just say, Mrs. Cole, like, how are you doing today? And I know that Mr. Cole just came in with Brittany the other day, and then they was all, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't know.
So why
are
they getting married?
A lot of married men say they get tired of the same pussy. They want to feel like they can chase another woman. Like, it's enthusiasm for them.
I can see the chase being a thing.
But see,
why do they get married? Men like to be taken care of, too.
Yeah. And they like that one person they know, like, you know.
Usually that wife has
she gonna ride or die.
Yeah, she gonna ride or die.
But marriage scares me. Commitment scares me on it. So, I'm the wrong
one. Why do commitment scare me?
Commitment to one person? You know how many men are in this world? And I'm like, what? I'm just being real. Like, you know how many men are? Fine men? Good
but
men?
But a good man.
Look at it's about five good men.
Y'all know I'm going to go back and forth with y'all on this.
Okay.
It is rare to have a man
is,
that just.
I will say that.
And I
the
feel
full
like.
Package. I'm, yes. And I'm picky. I'm picky as hell. I'm a Virgo. So I'm a perfectionist. So. Baby,
soon.
Y'all
a Virgo, okay?
Your man
a Virgo?
He is a Virgo.
Okay. I love Virgo. And I was just saying that Earth sign men do something to me. Especially
like
Virgo men because they are really manly men.
Yeah.
And they're very much like, they don't mind.
Yeah.
It's the attention to the detail. Yeah. That's one thing I can say about Virgos. They have really good attention to detail. And
so I need to find me a Virgo.
You need a Virgo. Okay. Very
or a Taurus. He's a Taurus.
Okay, I can do a Taurus.
I attract Taurus.
I can do a Taurus.
That ain't shit though.
But I can see that. My kids is Taurus. I see design. Y'all gonna be some niggas. Y'all gonna be some real men. We ain't gonna have that bullshit. No. Bullshit. I know the thing is my moon is a Taurus, so I know the biggest thing with me is like you said, I need a man. Like, a manly man. Yeah. I need a lot of masculine energy, so.
Yeah.
Now, piggyback off of what Jazz said, it's maybe because I haven't found my person.
If
you meet somebody, because I was the same way until I had a talk with one of my guy friends, because, like, I got a lot of Virgo in me. I got a lot of Capricorn in me. So I got a lot of Earth sign in me. So it's the attention to details as well. You know what I'm saying? My Venus is a Virgo. So I love like a Virgo. And my birthday is the first day of Libra season. So I still got some of that Virgo energy. So I know like how Virgos are. Like that attention to detail. And it could be the smallest shit. The way you having a conversation with somebody. The way they exhale and got you like, nah, that bitch lying. You know what I'm saying?
It's like real. Small, and that really did me. Like,
attention
to detail.
Like,
you know, I'm letting this nigga off.
And that's what I said every 2 weeks. Yeah. I got somebody else.
Yeah, but like I promise. I know for a fact like right now I'm this is the longest I've ever been single in my life, and I have gone long periods without actually talking to nobody. They don't count.
I get that. You know,
but
why?
I think
why
it
why
would take a man. Like I think it'll take a man to come through and do everything that you want. Never, even shit you never knew you wanted. Right. Shit you
usually having to ask for. You ain't gonna have to ask for it. Mm-hmm. Somebody who just be like, look, I understand, like, the commitment shit could be, if he come talking to you, like, I know commitment shit could be scary. I just want my wife to be straight up with me. If you finna go on a date with a nigga, just let me know. I'm gonna hold the shit down at this. So a nigga come through like that and just like, how much your rent for the rest of the year? And just pay that shit. How much is, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and my mama was talking about this last night. She was like, your husband is going to be the man who do the shit that you, without you ever having to ask.
Access services. That's my love language. That's what I figured out this weekend about myself. My love language is access services. And it actually took me to go through my relationship that I got out of to realize, like, no, this is, gifts are cool. Like, unless the gifts are thoughtful, anybody can buy you something. That's how I truly feel.
Receiving gifts is my last of love language.
Right, that's my last love language. But access services is, like, the biggest thing. If you legit, if you hear me complain about anything in my life, and you come up with a fucking solution, I'm sucking your dick.
That's how I felt at the club. That's how I felt at the club. I said my feet were wrong. I said my feet was hurting, y'all. My feet were hurting. He was like, babe, your settle's in the car. I didn't say, go get him. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say none of that. I see him walk off. I'm thinking he going to the restroom or some shit. He came back with my fucking flats. I said, nigga, let's go fuck. Let's go fuck. Hurry up. Let's leave here. Come on.
Let's go now. It's time to go. When they see what needs to be done and just do it. That's how I'm going to know, like, okay, now let me give you my attention. Because they can talk you to death. And like I was telling you the other day, when it comes to, like, buying gifts and money and shit, that's the shit that takes the least effort.
Because the niggas I know with the money, to send you some money,
because that'll give you some money to get you out of my face. That takes the least amount of effort. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, you don't need a rich man. You need a considerate man.
Yes.
Because niggas be inconsiderate.
And the thing about, you got to think, too, like, when it comes to just like men and just anything, to me, in my opinion,
this single talk over here because me on the phone.
Right, it could be a man. It could be a man that makes less than a man that's a millionaire, but he's gonna do whatever, and however he got to do it to get the job done for your ass. So I just feel like you just need somebody who's considerate about you. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, that goes back to saying get somebody that likes you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Niggas don't be liking females like that, for real. Females don't be liking niggas like that. When money's involved, females don't be liking niggas like that, for real. You take away the shit of the question. You. Yeah, absolutely. And I don't ever want to feel like a nigga just tolerating me. Like, because, damn, you really don't value me. I want to be a value, an asset to a nigga like
me, too. Like, that's I'm an asset, not a liability. You know, nah, for real. So
and one thing I've noticed lately is I have entertained a lot of niggas who just heard my name in conversation or seen something on Instagram and they want to try to holler at me just because, like, this the girl, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just to say that they can have their access to you. But like you said, they really don't like me for real. You know what I'm saying? And it don't take long to figure that out. That's why I was saying, I'm not really aiming to be celibate right now, but niggas is just not worthy of touching me. And I just be so...
Because soul ties are real.
Yes.
Right? So when you decide to have sex with somebody and you know their spirit doesn't like... People got their friends that they go out to eat with, you know what I'm saying? Like, friends go out to, like, outings in general with, and you got your vacation friends, and you have, like, your coworker friends. Mm-hmm. I'm all about if to call somebody my friend, it's because I know if I die today, my son is going to be able to call on them and be like, hey, you know, I know Rob may pick me up from practice today if she's free. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a friend to me. People aren't really friends. No, like, they're not. They just throw right.
Have y'all ever had someone that y'all called a friend that acted weird on your kid?
No, because it's not a fucking
that's
friend.
Right. I see that on social media. Never, not my life. And I was like, I've never had that.
I am legit TT. I'm legit TT with all my friends' kids. If you got a kid, you never have to worry about your child. I don't play that. Not with kids. I don't give a fuck about your grown ass.
Since we talking about, like, we no longer settling in relationships and shit, y'all know I'm the cosmic friend. So just looking at everything that's been going on cosmically the past 2 months, that has, like, been a repetitive thing. And I have seen a lot of people talking about, like, the month of September particularly was the month where, like, people realized it made a lot of shit clear. Like, okay.
Clarity.
So maybe you really not the person I thought you were. Or maybe our relationship isn't the same as. And so I just want to know, is that the same for y'all?
No.
Like, August and September, I had. Like that was around the time when I really like, and y'all know my birthday's in September too, like towards the end of September. So August, September, those were really the months where I was just like, okay, like I dead ass do no longer speak to people who I really thought were gonna be in my life for the rest of my life. You know what I mean?
And that's how it's supposed to be.
And at first it was like, dang, I can't believe I really don't talk to them no more. But now it's like, I really feel like I haven't lost a thing. I really feel lighter. I really feel relieved. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wild though, y'all.
Because energies are very real. Spirits are very real. I say that all the time.
You gotta be careful who you let around your body. Like your energy.
Just
your
in general. Because people can be emotionally draining, mentally draining. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. September was a good month for me because it's like, okay, as I'm on this self journey, it's like, it's okay for me to let go. And I'm accepting people for who the fuck they are.
Yes, when they show you the first time, believe them.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
and so that reminded me of what you posted the other day, Nee, when you were saying a lot of times our parents teach us, like, never to trust a man instead of teaching us, like, how to pay attention to if he's the right man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's a lot that I've learned from, like, relationships, period, whether it's friendship, romantic relationships. It's like, when they show me the first time, letting this shit go the first time.
Yeah.
Instead of, because you don't do nothing but hurt your own feelings.
Yeah. You know what I learned about us women? We do everything effortlessly. Like, everything about us. Like, especially if you're a woman that, like, fully into yourself and you confident, you're going to do everything effortlessly. And that's a problem, like, I think sometimes when they come to women, even in workplaces, we sometimes can get put in more.
Hell nah, fuck them folks. I ain't putting in a motherfucking thing more.
Me was like,
can't relate to that. I'm on some knee shit. No.
You on some knee shit or knee shit?
Knee shit. With how she can't relate to our single problems. She's sitting there like, speak for yourself.
I thought you said me.
No.
Yes. Even in anything, friendships, men, jobs, whatever, you gotta be
so
passionate.
Stuff that benefits you.
Yep, of course. And then have you seen, like, in America, the same thing over the last month or two? This is the most people who have quit their jobs ever in the history since America has been.
Yeah, I saw that.
Y'all ain't finna run us ragged on these jobs no more.
Entrepreneurship is hard. It's fucked. You want to quit an 8-hour job, 10-hour job, 12-hour job.
Did you see that TikTok?
Just make 24-7,
24-7. You seen that shit on TikTok? It was like, you work 40 hours a week. I quit my job to work, 8 hours a day to work 24/7. That's the thing about entrepreneurship that they don't talk about.
Yeah, they don't talk about the cons of it, but it's a benefit of it.
Yeah.
Well, you can wake up and be like, you know what? I need to rearrange my schedule today, and I don't think I'm going to go work today. It's like 1.
Yep.
It's jobs out there as well now who have caught on to that concept.
Yep.
Like, I just read yesterday that Netflix, they give unlimited PTO.
Mm-hmm. Really? A lot of jobs are starting doing unlimited
PTO. It's better productivity. They receive better results in regards to that.
Wasn't Microsoft that moved to Monday through Thursday? 4 days a week?
I'm not for sure.
It was a company like Microsoft or something. They now work 4 days out of week.
But jobs are now, they're starting to pay attention to how people are
doing. A good work balance.
That's one
thing I noticed during when the pandemic first started and, like, people were out of work. That's when I was really hoping to, like, I hope people will notice, like, the working class, we are the economy. Just decided, like, even
Fuck
though the pandemic is over or whatever, or we're supposed to be back to work, if we don't go to work, y'all got to do what we say. Because we the ones who make y'all money. You know what I'm saying? I think we could really change the whole system right now.
Right.
And so now that things are, like, happening slowly, that's why I said, look, the matrix is starting to crack, y'all. Because shit is moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's
moving
fast. I mean, just even the economy, everything is ridiculously high. Seafood. Mm-hmm. People ask me why I'm not cooking anymore.
Fucking
crab legs are $75 a box. Do you want me to charge you $40? Because I got to see some type of profit.
You do. No,
for real, I'm not seeing profits doing, $26 a plate. I'm not seeing it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Nice,
so the economy is just on a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, bring back them PPP loans.
I heard they're here. I seen somebody put on the...
But they're more hard. I need them to be much more easier for the people again.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because people are getting them. I may fuck around and apply for one.
Me too.
I got a business license, tax ID, all of that.
All that.
you feel me?
We legit. I'm with you on that. And gas is so damn high.
Damn, $4. I don't even want to go anywhere.
And I got D store in my shit, so imagine what my shit is.
It don't even last in your car either.
$4.
Gas, yes. That little
gas is system. $7 in California right now.
I believe it.
Who the fuck? That type of gas price is like, don't even ask me to come out because I'm not. The answer is no. I don't even want to drive. I'm going to catch an Uber because it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't have to worry about parking or any of that.
Because then you got to pay for gas and parking.
Yeah, exactly. That shit is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And Nashville has lost their fucking mind because I think I was parking across the street from Joe's Crab Shack. That shit costs like $37.
Get the hell out of here.
Downtown is ridiculous.
I almost like flipped the goddamn... But I needed to go there, so yeah.
That's insane. Like, legit, y'all. You know. But I think right now, I keep saying the revolution is going to come around. I don't know when. I always know something's going to come. The thing about history, it always repeats itself. Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting to see, like, it's so much going on right now that I feel like something legit is going to happen. I don't know when. Mm-hmm. It might be the workforce, because the biggest thing that we learned from the whole pandemic is the work balance. Like, mm-hmm. people start enjoying work more when they got to stay at home and work. People didn't like going to the office. From the traffic, you going in traffic, you could legit do anything at home. I can do some laundry, I can clean, I can cook.
So do y'all still work from home?
I work from home, yeah. I don't
know. Absolutely.
Go back.
I haven't, but you know, with my job, I have not worked on site for about 4 years now. Mm. So I was accustomed to it anyway. Mm-hmm. But I do miss in the office, like working around mm-hmm. people, which is why I'm also in the hospitality industry as well. So
it balance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all about balance.
Life is about balance.
Yes.
Just life in general.
And don't ever settle.
Never.
You know, what did Mia say? Miss Never Settling?
You right. called me that. What did Robin say?
No, she said that. Who said it? Somebody lied. Who said it?
Robin,
no.
It was you. I was like, you know what? You're right. Mrs. Never Settle.
That was me. Yes. That was me? Okay, yes. You're right. I said that.
I said that.
I be saying some shit, y'all.
Yeah, you did. You must have been high when you should have been smoking.
Oh, my God. I tell you, I smoke. I have asthma. I'm sorry.
Why are you smoking and you have asthma? Please, God.
She don't smoke out of Rillo.
I don't smoke out of Rillo.
I use cones.
No nicotine. So she ain't smoking nothing but the flower. That's it.
You need to use, like, a Fontu leaf. Have you ever had that?
What's that?
This nigga put me on like a
New York nigga.
Yeah.
That's what my friend smokes out of. But she don't even know how to roll up, so she need to just stick to stuff in her
mouth.
I was so disappointed when I discovered that. I looked at her. What? I stared at her for 3 straight minutes like, you don't know how to roll up. How did you graduate TSU? I thought that was a prerequisite. They made me learn.
Because I really never really smoked like that. Like, I like have spurts. Like right now I'm smoking because it's been like really good for me, but I don't smoke like that.
When I used to smoke, this was a long time ago, I used to smoke Garcia Vegas.
Oh God.
And like to roll up the dro. That's what taught me how to like roll, because if you fucked up that leaf,
you gotta start all the way over with a whole nother. Yeah, you're gonna take your time.
It's the worst of the worst.
No, I ain't.
When I was like right around the time I graduated from TSU, I used to I was fucking with a whole bunch of East Coast and up north niggas. They had me rolling them damn backwoods, baby.
I don't know how niggas smoke backwoods.
I can't stand them now. But yeah, I used to.
Nigga, you smoke? Girl, I have 4 kids. Okay.
You know, look, I promise my child, no, if he come in my room and smell anything, he just shut the door, because I be smoking in my bathroom. He just shut the door. When I come out, he be like, Mommy, you so happy.
I am, baby.
I be like, yeah, what do you want to do? I be real chatty. What you want to do today? You want to play?
That's funny.
I think, you know, right now, with the whole smoke it, I love it.
It's a beautiful time.
Look at me. I'm an eye there.
I love it.
Nah, for real. I just, right now, at a period in my time, I'm just so happy where I'm at with the people in my life. I'm like, you know how they said, like, the one thing I do want to say is I don't believe that your soulmate is your partner in life. I think it's your friendships. Mm-hmm. So I always said, like, I got some legit, really good friends. Like, Yeah. People I know that in my life that I can, like, that's going to always make sure to hold me accountable, that's going to be there for me, that's going to be honest. Because not everybody friendship is honest. Everybody friendship is not honest. And I want, you know, my friends to help me never settle in anything I do.
Yeah. I definitely can say that, even though I have, like,
we ain't got that many friends, but
even though I have, like, had to cut people out of my life or stop talking to people, and I do feel like now the people who are in my life at this moment, and as well as the people who are making their way towards me, I feel like these people are my tribe. Like, I don't have to question shit. I know exactly what I'm gonna get. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what to expect. You know what I'm saying? So it is worth it. It's definitely worth it.
She's shallow.
They like had to turn into a choir.
Wait a minute, though.
It was the three-part harmony.
No, for real.
We did it at the same time. This shit is so funny. It's the drinks.
So,
I can't wait. Jazz is hosting something, you guys.
Yes, I have my bartender license and don't know how to make shit, so I'm just practicing drinks. I need to learn because I'm gonna be.
You want to work at a club?
No, so I wanna. One of them gonna be a hotel. I'm trying to decide. I want a hotel. You don't like it?
What about offline?
Yeah,
I want to work at a club. I've never been a bottle girl. I think it's my time.
My cousin said this too. She was like, "I want to be a bottle girl." They do.
Being a bottle. Listen, y'all. Being a bottle girl is fun. It's great money, but the niggas make you just want to just hit the fuck out of them. Like, I've never been like. Worked in any type of environment where I just want to shoot a nigga.
What
they be doing?
Are they
mad? Are they just like...
Nah, they're super respectful. It's just the niggas are so needy. Like, I'd rather get a female table, you know, host on them, make sure they're good. And niggas, they gonna order about 30 things, but if niggas are drunk, they gonna forget that they ordering these 30 things. And it's like, nah, buddy, like, let's pay that right now. Like, I'm finna argue with you. You asked for a bottle of Remy, my nigga. Here's your fucking bottle of Remy. Give me that $250, goddammit.
Right. No,
see,
for
now
right.
I see why. I went to some lounge and they made you pay after each thing you order. And that's probably why. That's probably why.
You don't want to argue. Because if you don't do a tab, people like try to walk out tabs. Like, that shit is like bogus. Like,
that is bogus. I don't like people like that.
Yeah. So no. I just.
And
we
people
have
don't
a,
tip.
Yeah. Fuck no.
When you with me.
Yeah.
Ladies, watch. If you on a date with a man or you do anything with some man.
Oh my God.
And they don't tip.
So I got something to say about that. So. My friend, he kind of like, let me not say my friend, he may feel some type of way. My little he felt some type of way about me saying he should tip 25%, y'all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why won't you tip 25%? You know what I'm saying? I'm a server, so I know how this works. Like, he's like, because he really did deserve it. He said he was going to tip 18%. And I'm like, it's just a common courtesy. And it was like a really big ordeal at the table. And I'm just like... It's the, like, why won't you? This person's getting paid.
I'm a service worker, too. By me doing hair and by you being a server, we see it differently. Because, like, and my mama, she been doing hair forever. So I used to think, like, even, like, people who work or who are not in the service industry, people who feel like they have to work for their money or they do whatever for their money, they don't understand the value of a tip. You know what I'm saying? Like, if my shit is $40 and I leave her an extra $20, I've had somebody tell me, you tipping too much. But I'm like, that $20 might make her day.
Not
I know
real.
I'm going to leave out of here and get $20 again. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And so it's just, it's stuff like that. But I definitely know people who work, like, in corporate America specifically. And they have like, scheduled paydays and very straight line. I have people who come get their hair done who I know have money. But they have, like, those type of jobs. They won't tip a dollar over. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I had people mad on Facebook when I had that discussion. If you're going to get any type of service, whether that's going to a restaurant, whether that's going to a bar, whether it's going to get your hair, nails, lash, any type of service, you need to be prepared to tip. If you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to be served.
I do tip
everywhere.
Usually, most of the time I tip my the lady who waxed me. I tip when I get my nails done. I'm one of the people I feel like you should tip. Like, that's what
you
it is.
Should.
I couldn't date nobody, you know, and I dated somebody, like you said, in the hair service and, you know, the hospitality that I know, like,
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So how did that make you feel, Mia? That's what we were talking about. How did that make
you feel? We got a little sidetracked.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's the drinks. God damn. It made me feel some type of way because I was just like, to just be a good human. Like, so and do you still hold it? And he's a great human. No, I don't hold it again because I just feel like he just didn't know any better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, 18% is still a good tip, but you know, I'm like 25%. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's 7% difference, but that 7% can, you know, make a break. It's not breaking his pocket. So that's right. Why I just didn't understand.
No,
it.
I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. But he still ended up leaving more. I was just like, so we just going to have this argument at the table. We had a good day, had a good weekend. And you still only 25%? Like, why did we even talk about this?
Because I told you to leave 25%, so yeah. You should have listened the first time.
Yeah, exactly. You should have been like, all right, babe. But, you know, niggas
you know
like
what
that.
Men need to understand, too. Just listen to her.
Please.
A lot of just, especially if you... I know what type of woman you is. Especially you got a good woman who's smart, who on her shit. Just listen to her.
Just listen. I'm not going to steal you wrong.
I'm not wrong. You not crazy. Like Beyonce said, I'm going to upgrade you, if anything.
Please. Know this.
Yes. So we never settle in anything that we're doing in life. No work, no friendships, no relationships. Definitely no relationships or friendships. I feel like that's very important in your life because they're the ones that stir you throughout the journey of life. Do y'all have any closing remarks?
Is me over there lit?
The PSA she
been over here rapping that future like she ain't said shit in 5 minutes. She over there in the club.
Me is vibing. Okay.
I know that shit. I'm glad to be back. This is episode 1. Tune in for the rest of season 3.
Season 3.
It's about to be lit.
Yes.